This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has announced a $1 billion fund for the creators' economy as part of the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025. He said the event, to be held in Mumbai from May 1st to 4th, will give creators' community a platform to create high-value content. Mr. Vaishnav was speaking at a high-level session on Waves 2025 organized in New Delhi yesterday. The session, organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, sought to engage the international community ahead of the Waves 2025. Mr. Vaishnav informed that the first Indian Institute of Creative Technology, IICT, will be established near Film City in Goregaon, Mumbai. Speaking on the occasion, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said, Waves will serve as a pivotal platform for fostering discussions, collaboration and innovation for the media and entertainment industry.
Waves represents the coming together of cinema, of the digital world, of content revolution, of the IT industry, and of global capability centers in India. Now, on its part, India happens to be a prolific producer, a mass consumer, an enthusiastic innovator, and an active global contributor.
Russian President Vladimir Putin expressed his gratitude to several world leaders, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump, for their continued attention to the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. At a joint press conference with Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko yesterday, Mr. Putin acknowledged the efforts of the world leaders, including Prime Minister Modi and the presidents of Brazil and South Africa and others, for their commitment to seeking peace in the war-torn region, despite the many global challenges they face. Mr. Modi, during a meeting with President Trump at the White House last month, stressed that India is not neutral in its stand on the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Instead, India is siding with peace. He said he has already said to President Putin that this is not the era of war. The Prime Minister had also said that he supports the efforts taken by President Trump. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has announced that all municipal corporations in the state will be transformed into solar cities. The announcement came during the concluding session of a three-day workshop and national conference on the National Clean Air Program held in Gorakhpur. Holi, the festival of colours, is being celebrated across the country today with traditional enthusiasm and joy. The festival marks the arrival of spring, symbolizes the triumph of good over evil, and fosters a spirit of unity and harmony. It transcends barriers of caste, creed, age, and gender, bringing people together in a vibrant celebration of togetherness, equality, and fraternity. Festivities began with Holika Dahan, observed the day before Holi, signifying the victory of righteousness. President Draupadi Murmu today greeted countrymen on the auspicious occasion of Holi, the festival of colours. In a social media post, the president said that the festival is a symbol of India's precious cultural heritage and gives the message of unity, love and harmony. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today greeted citizens on the auspicious occasion of Holi. In a social media post, Mr. Dhankar said that Holi marks the triumph of good over evil and the arrival of spring, symbolizing new beginnings and fresh perspectives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also wished the people on the occasion of Holi. In a social media post, he expressed that this festival, filled with joy and happiness, will bring new enthusiasm and energy into everyone's lives while strengthening the colours of unity among the countrymen. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has criticised the DMK government in Tamil Nadu for replacing the original rupees symbol with the Tamil URU in the economic survey booklet. In the Women's Premier League, WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians stormed into the final with a 47-run victory over Gujarat Giants in the eliminator at the Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai last night. With this win, Mumbai set up a thrilling title clash against Delhi Capitals tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.